Grady.
We'll be lucky to get 60 games out of him. Why do you like him?
Because he gets on base.
So as we learned in the 2012 movie Moneyball, a player's ability to get on base is valuable. To win games, you need to score runs. And how do you score runs? By getting on base. As an MLB player, if you're able to get on base at a consistent rate, then you become a pivotal asset to any productive MLB lineup. Does it matter if it's a 105 mile per hour single up the middle or a walk? No. What matters is that you're giving your team a base runner to try and drive in. This brings me back to Moneyball and the team the movie was focused on, the Oakland Athletics. Now, the movie chronicles the 2002 season, but a few seasons later they would trade for a guy who I think fit the mold they were looking for almost perfectly. He took his walks, got on base, and played pretty good defense as well. His name is Derek Barton.
Two outs, Barton walked in the third inning. And that's a base hit center field. One run scores, throw to the plate, cut off, two run score, and Derek Barton comes through big time with a two out, two run single. Just went and right back up the middle.
Okay, that's exactly what the A's want to see out of Derek Barton. It's not a home run, but it's a two-out hit. Stayed on it. The pitch, similar to the one that struck out Sogard, comes right back to the middle plate, and Derek Barton was all over. Right back up the middle, and no chance for anybody. Once it got past Masterson, nobody was going to.
What's up, guys? You are listening to the latest episode of the MLB Hall of Pretty Good podcast. If this is your first time listening, I just want to give you a big thank you. And secondly, this is a show where we talk about some players that were pretty dang good. Now, these guys didn't win MVP awards and weren't always perennial all-stars, but they were guys who got a chance in the MLB and were productive during their respective careers. It's easy to look at like a Juan Soto or a Ronald Acuna Jr. and talk about how great they are, but what we really like to do on this show is recognize the guys who definitely had talent and deserve to be remembered. If you like what you're hearing, I'd really appreciate a 5-star review if you wouldn't mind. Also, make sure to check out previous episodes as well. We've got interviews with former big leaguers like Jair Jurgens, Anthony Renato, and Madison Jungener, as well as plenty of episodes focused on trades, individual seasons, and complete careers. There's a little bit of everything for you baseball fans out there. I usually put out new episodes on Sundays as well as Wednesdays. But without wasting any more of my time or yours, let's get into the career of Derek Barton. Derek Barton was born on August 6, 1985 in Springfield, Vermont. His father, Gary Lee Barton, was a Springfield native, and his mother, Elizabeth Horsky, was Puerto Rican. At some point during Barton's childhood, he moved to California, and Derek attended Marina High School in Huntington Beach, California, a school that was founded in 1963 and typically has around 2,000 students. Some other MLB alumni who attended the school were Justin Sellers and Jake Bowers. Derek Barton was a beast in high school. In his senior season, he hit .372 with 10 homers and 27 RBIs. Barton being a beast at the plate was definitely getting him noticed by the scouts. Barton had signed on to play college baseball at Cal State Fullerton, but the 2003 MLB draft comes along, and Barton actually finds himself being a first-round pick, going 28th overall to the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, if anybody wants a quick refresher on this draft, the top five were Delmon Young at number one to the Rays, Ricky Weeks went second to the Brewers, Kyle Sleeth went third to the Tigers, Tim Stauffer went fourth to the Padres, and Chris Labanski went fifth to the Kansas City Royals. Some other notable All-Stars taken in the first round this year were Nick Markakis at 7th, Aaron Hill at 13th, Chad Cordero at 20th, Chad Billingsley at 24th, and Carlos Quinton at 29th. Adam Jones was also a supplemental first-round pick, going 37th to the Seattle Mariners. A few notable guys from this draft that were not taken in the first round were Tony Gwynn Jr., who went in the second round to the Brewers, Andre Ether went in the second round to the Athletics, Jonathan Papelbon went in the fourth round to the Red Sox, Matt Kemp went in the sixth round to the Dodgers, Ian Kinsler went in the seventh round to the Rangers, and finally, Tim Lincecum actually went in the 48th round to the Chicago Cubs, but he did not sign. Back to Derek Barton though, he was actually drafted as a catcher rather than a first baseman, and despite being committed to Cal State Fullerton, he decided to sign with the Cardinals likely due to a $1 million signing bonus that they gave him. Honestly, I can never blame anyone who chases that MLB dream rather than going to college. Chasing that MLB dream would just be far too enticing to me, especially with a healthy signing bonus. So at just 17 years old, that's right, 17, Derek Barton was playing rookie ball for the Johnson City Cardinals in 2003. At such a young age, the most impressive thing was that Derek Barton was absolutely killing it. In 54 games and 170 at-bats, he hit .294 with 4 homers and 29 RBIs and had an OPS of .843. So at 17 years old, once again, that's just crazy, Derek Barton was hitting almost .300 in the Cardinals organization. And at 17, I was getting like a C-plus in Algebra 2. Crazy. In 2004, Derek Barton made the move to the Cardinals single-A team, and he was great there. In 90 games with the club, he hit .313 with 13 bombs. His strong play was rewarded as he was named a Midwest League postseason All-Star. Like we had touched on at the very beginning of the episode, Barton had a knack for getting on base, and this was already starting the show. He led the Midwest League in on-base percentage at .445. So after the 2004 MLB season, something kind of shocking actually happens to Derek Barton. The Cardinals decide to trade him, and this deal was pretty big. Barton, Dan Heron, and Kiko Calero were traded to the Oakland Athletics in exchange for starting pitcher Mark Mulder. Derek Barton was going to get a new start in a new organization. Heading into the 2005 baseball season within the Oakland A's organization, Baseball America had Derek Barton ranked as the 32nd top prospect in all of MLB. His 2005 season started off a little slow, but it wasn't really his fault. He actually had to have an emergency appendectomy part of the way through spring training that may have contributed to things. Even with a slow start though, he still managed to hit .319 with the A's single A club and then .316 after being promoted to double A. His OPS was also around .900 with both teams. Heading into the 2006 baseball season, Barton had moved all the way up to the 28th top prospect in MLB. Unfortunately though, he had a bit of an injury-filled year that saw him hit .259 and only 43 games at AAA. In 2007, his prospect ranking slipped to 67th, and he was the Oakland Athletics' number 2 prospect at the time behind Travis Buck. His ranking slipping away was pretty much just due to his injuries the year prior. He still had all the talent and potential he previously possessed. In AAA during this season, he kind of had a slow start, hitting only .221 during the first 2 months of the season. In June though, he turned into freaking Ted Williams, man, hitting .454 and being named to the Pacific Coast League mid-season All-Star team. He would finish the 07 minor league season with a .293 batting average, 9 homers, 70 RBIs, and an .827 OPS. On September 10th, 2007, it finally happened. Derek Barton received the call to the Major League club. On the same day, he would make his Major League debut against the Seattle Mariners. At the time, the A's had a record of 70-75, and their starting lineup for this game looked like this. They had Shannon Stewart in left field batting leadoff, Marco Scudero batting second and playing shortstop, Nick Swisher hitting third and playing center field, Jack Cust batting cleanup and playing right field, Mark Ellis hit fifth and played second base, Dan Johnson DH'd and hit sixth, Jack Hanahan hit seventh and played the hot corner, Derek Barton in his major league debut hit eighth and played first base, and the talented Kurt Suzuki did the catching and hit last, while Joe Blanton got the start on the mound. As for the Seattle Mariners, they had Ichiro Suzuki leading off in center field, Hall of Famer Adrian Beltre hit second and played third base, Raul Ibanez in left field and hit third, Jose Guillen hit cleanup and was in right field, Ben Broussard played first base and hit fifth, Jose Vidro DH'd and hit sixth, Kenji Jojima did the catching and hit seventh, Jose Lopez hit eighth and played second, Unieski Betancourt hit last and played shortstop, and Horacio Ramirez got the start on the mound. A crowd of 26,698 people were in attendance at Safeco Field to watch Derek Barton's MLB debut. In his first career plate appearance, Derek Barton probably made Billy Bean smile as he drew a walk, getting on base immediately. He came to bat once again in the top of the third, and you guessed it, he once again walked. In the third plate appearance of Derek Barton's young career, against pitcher Ryan Fierabin, Barton doubled the right field on the fifth pitch of the at-bat for his first ever MLB hit. In Barton's next at-bat in the top of the eighth off of reliever George Sherrill, Derek hit a single for his second hit of the game as well as his career. To finish off his debut, Derek Barton would line out against pitcher Ryan Roland Smith in the top of the ninth. So in the first game of his MLB career, Derek Barton went 2-for-3 with 2 walks and the Oakland A's beat the Seattle Mariners 9-3. on September 14th against the Texas Rangers, Derek Barton would step up to the plate against Kaysen Gabbard and hit his first career MLB home run in the bottom of the third inning. It was a two-run shot that would also be the first RBIs of his career as well. The Athletics would also win this game 11-9. So for Derek Barton's first stint in the big leagues with the Oakland Athletics in 2007, he played in 18 games, got 72 at-bats, and hit an impressive .347 with 4 homers and 8 RBIs. He also had an OPS over 1,000. He absolutely showed out and left a great first impression for the fans and his teammates as well.
Yeah. That all changed.
Not a little bit, at all of a lot.
Barton skies one down the right field line, and that baby's gone, 7-4. High and deep down the right field line. Just a question of whether it was going to stay fair, and it did.
Well, Derek Barton's first September in the big leagues was phenomenal. He had a great September hitting home runs. Well, how about this liftoff? Two seamers stayed on it, opened the hips, and upper.
So moving on to the 2008 MLB season, Derek Barton was named the Oakland A's starting first baseman. He played in 140 games this season and got 446 at-bats. He wound up hitting .226 with 9 homers and 47 RBIs. He had an OPS of .674 and an OPS plus of .85. While his offensive numbers overall were a little below average, he was worth .7 WAR, and another positive takeaway would have to be that he struck out only 99 times while walking 65 times. His .327 on-base percentage was very close to the league average of .333 in 2008. So, he was still getting on base fairly often despite the low batting average. The Oakland A's went 75-86 this season, finished third in the American League West, and missed the playoffs. In 2009, Derek Barton opened up the season in AAA. He played 70 games there and did well, hitting .261 with an OPS of .844. He wouldn't spend the whole 2009 season in AAA either. He played 54 games with the Oakland A's as well, and he performed much better than he did in 2008. He got 160 at-bats and hit .269 with an OPS of .784. So, he improved his batting average by 43 points and his OPS by 110 points. His OPS plus was also 108, indicating he was 8% above league average offensively. The sample size was admittedly much smaller than 2008, but the results were much, much better than the previous year. The Oakland Athletics went only 75-87 this season, finishing in 4th place in the American League West and missing the playoffs. Barton's much-improved 2009 season would set up the stage for his impressive 2010 season. Yeah, that's right. That's some foreshadowing for you listeners out there. So here we are in the year 2010, and Derek Barton is once again named the Oakland A's opening day starting first baseman. He actually fractured a finger while falling into the Indians' dugout during a game on April 25th, but this didn't really hold Derek Barton back whatsoever. He still played in 159 games and got 556 at-bats, in which he hit .273 with an OPS of .798. He also hit 10 homers and drove in 57 runs. Barton put on a masterclass in getting on base this season. He drew 110 walks, which led the American League, and was second in baseball only behind Prince Fielder. He also had an on-base percentage of .393. This was good enough for 5th in the American League as well. He also led the league in putouts at first base and was even 9th in the American League with 5 triples. Individually, Derek Barton had career highs in games played, at-bats, hits, homers, RBIs, doubles, walks, and even stolen bases. This was truly a career year for him and a season that any player would be proud of. I know he wasn't fitting the typical power-hitting first baseman mold that you saw at the time with like Prince Fielder or Albert Pujols, but he was still getting on base better than almost anyone in the league.
And Barton batting 071, the pitch by Pelfrey, and that swung on line to left, sinking, and that's going to be a base hit. Around third is Kiospo coming to the plate. Here's the throw. It's cut off, and the A's tie the game. On a line drive, base hit to left by Derek Barton. Stopping at second was Norris, and we have a 1-1 ball game in the second.
Derek Norris has talked about being aggressive. If he sees a pitch that he likes, even if it's the first one, he's going to hack at it, and why not?
Despite Derek Barton's very impactful season worth 5.5 WAR, the A's finished an even 500 at 81-81 and miss the playoffs. Derek Barton sadly wouldn't be able to recreate a season quite like 2010 again for the remainder of his MLB career. In 2011, he played in 67 games and got 236 at-bats. He struggled a bit, hitting .212 with no homers and 21 RBIs. His ability to get on base stayed with him though, as he walked 39 times while only striking out 47 times. His OPS was at .592 though. In June of 2011, Derek Barton was sent down to the minors to make room for Mark Ellis. He hit .197 in 17 games for AAA Sacramento in 2011. In 2012, he played in 46 games with the Oakland A's and hit .204 with one homer and six RBIs. He was once again sent back down to AAA on June 2, 2012. In March of 2013, before the MLB season actually started, the Oakland A's designated Derek Barton for assignment. It wasn't the end of his time within the organization, though. He was added back to the 40-man roster in May of that same year. This was due to former Red Sox outfielder Josh Reddick needing to go on the disabled list after hurting his wrist. When Reddick came back, they once again outrighted Barton to AAA, but then in August, they added him back to the 40-man roster once again. Now, I've obviously never played in the major leagues or even past high school baseball, but I can't help but feel bad for Barton during this season. There's no way on earth that it's easy to be shuttled back and forth to the majors and AAA, as well as be put on and off the Athletics roster. I know if I were in his shoes, that would just be a tough spot to be in. In total, he played in 37 games with the Oakland A's and actually hit fairly well, batting .269 with 3 homers, 16 RBIs, and an OPS of .725. This was the best stretch of offense Barton had produced in the MLB since 2010. Despite all of the roster shuffling and the back and forth he did during the season, I have to think it felt good for him to post some decent numbers at the big league level. Barton also got his first and only chance at postseason baseball during this season, playing in 2 games during the 2013 ALDS against the Detroit Tigers. He wound up going 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts, and the A's eventually lost the series. Derek Barton opened up the 2014 season with the Oakland A's, but unfortunately, he struggled, hitting .158 in 30 games and 57 at-bats. On May 13, 2014, Derek Barton would come up to bat in the bottom of the 8th inning against White Sox pitcher Matt Lindstrom, and he would hit a single. This would be his last game with the Oakland A's, as well as his last game at the MLB level. On May 15, 2014, the Oakland Athletics once again designated Derek Barton for assignment. He elected free agency, ending his time with the organization. Barton's playing days weren't over whatsoever, though, as on December 16, 2014, Derek Barton signed a minor league deal with the Toronto Blue Jays. The deal did include an invite to spring training as well. After the spring, he was assigned to minor league camp, and he split time between the Blue Jays' AA and AAA teams, where he hit .219 in 31 games. The Blue Jays wound up releasing him on July 2, 2014. This is where Barton's career takes a very interesting turn, though, and I mean that in a good way. So on April 1st, 2016, Derek Barton signed a deal with the Pericos de Puebla of the Mexican Baseball League, and he absolutely thrives there. Barton's team actually wins the championship, and he's a key reason for that, leading the team in homers despite missing 20 games with a broken finger. He made the All-Star team, as well as won the Gold Glove Award too. Going into research for this episode, I knew Derek Barton spent time in the Mexican League, but I had no idea how successful he was there. After playing there in 2017 and 2018, he retired, ending an exciting chapter in his baseball career. For his MLB career, once everything was said and done, Derek Barton played in parts of 8 seasons and hit .247 with 30 career home runs and 184 RBIs. He drew 290 career walks while only striking out 348 times. He has an OPS of .721 along with a lifetime OPS plus of .99. He played in 551 MLB games, all with the Oakland Athletics, and totaled 431 hits. He had a career WAR of 8.9 and totaled $5,085,000 during his MLB career. Defensively, Derek Barton was quite good, being worth 1.2 defensive WAR over the course of his career, along with 36 defensive run saves. When you think of first baseman from Barton's era, it's typical to imagine a player with 30 home runs and 100 RBIs during their career. Derek Barton wasn't that type of hitter, but was undoubtedly productive in his own right. He was able to avoid strikeouts, make contact, draw walks, and get on base. all things that provide value to a team and help create a successful and efficient lineup. So no, he wasn't Prince Fielder. He wasn't Albert Pujols or Joey Votto or Miguel Cabrera. I actually had a brief Instagram exchange with Derek Barton the other day, and he said he'd trade the walks he had for homers so he'd get paid more. And I totally understand the sentiment, but I loved the player he was. He was definitely a pretty good player and excelled far more than most do at the MLB level. Derek Barton, you will always be one of my favorite players and part of the reason I love baseball to this very day. And the one in a million chance you hear this episode, I just want to take a minute and tell you that you will always have a fan in me, and this podcast will continue to serve as a vehicle for talented players like you and to help keep you remembered. Well, guys, that was a pretty good career of Derek Barton. If you like what you heard, and I really hope you did, be sure to check out old episodes and look for new ones that get put out twice a week on average. If you don't mind leaving the show a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify, writing a review on Apple, that would be awesome. I'd really appreciate it. I really want to thank everyone for all the support thus far into the show's run. I love doing it, and I've gotten so much more feedback and support than I ever imagined at this point into the show's run. And once again, shout out to Derek Barton, and shout out to all the listeners. I hope you have a great week, guys, and a happy Easter, too. This has been the MLB Hall of Pretty Good podcast. Thanks, guys.
Barton to right. Crushed. And this baby is gone. Grand slam for Derek Barton. Wow.
No, I didn't mean that he had to get to 10 tonight.
And well, do it in style.
Wow, or did he? Derek Barton, multi-home run game. Fastball missed inside, and the second, only the second grand slam for the Athletics this year. He knew it. To stay fair, and was fair by plenty. Ajay Davis.